June 7th, Lawless Darkness, your latest album is being released. Can you tell us more about the concept and ideas behind this crushing release?
The concept behind Lawless Darkness, that's, can be said a lot about that, I guess. But starting with how to say, more mundane thoughts about the album, was that it's in a way a reaction against, you know, this like fast food plastic culture that a lot of metal has become lately. You know, I mean, we grew up with metal as something dead serious, something that meant total dedication and total passion, you know, and that outlook towards this form of music, black metal especially, has always lived on in Botane. And we wanted Lawless Darkness to be an album that, you know, that had more to do with these old classic albums like, I don't know, Don't Break the OS, Bloodfire Death by Bathory, Master of Puppets by Metallica, you know, this epic fucking monuments of metal, you know. I mean, for us there was no reason to aim at anything less, because, I don't know, we're just getting a bit tired of all this lazy people that are just making album after album without like making anything memorable. You know, we wanted to build a fucking bomb, you know, time to fucking wake up this little scene, you know, once and for all. I mean, people are getting lazy. So, and I think, you know, now when after having recorded it and you know, looking back at it, I think we've come very close to that goal actually. At least for ourselves personally, you know, and that's what matters first and foremost.
Was this had to do with the fact that it took 3 years between releases? Were you guys working on it after you finished promoting the last one?
Well, I mean, we always worked in that way, in a way, you know. We never really had any hurry, because we realized a long time ago that as soon as you get into this like working mode as a band, you know, like, okay, it's time to do another album, or it's time to do this, it's time to do that, you know, it doesn't work. I mean, Botane is too organic, it's too unbound, it's too uncontrolled and too chaotic to treat like that, you know. So if it takes 6 months or if it takes 3 years to write an album, it's of no concern to us really, you know. And I mean, with an album like Lawless Darkness, it had to take time. It had, our goals were so high that we felt like it, I mean, if it takes 5 years, so be it, you know. Now it only took 3, so. But, yeah, and then, I mean, during the time when we composed it, it was also, like, the best time we could have to actually come up with something as dynamic and rich as Lawless Darkness became, because that time was extremely eventful for us, and it was three of the most inspiring and explosive years of our life, I would say.
So you guys were never pushed, I mean, now that you're in a bigger label, Seasons of Mist, you were never pushed to come up with a product quickly?
No, we're not one of those bands, and I think that Seasons of Mist realized that the minute they signed us, you know, they knew that before that. I mean, these guys, I mean, we don't work like that, you know, it's that simply not the way we work.
And, I mean, from all the advertisement that I seen about the album, claiming that black metal shall be reborn and black metal is back, do you guys come up with this way of marketing the album, or somebody else did it for you?
To us, it's not a way of marketing, it's just a way of stating how things are, you know. I mean, people are, like I said, you know, I mean, black metal in the last year has meant something that has nothing to do with the traditions and the fundaments of the genre, you know, where it came from originally. I mean, black metal in the beginning was something that was rebellious, dangerous, and you know, something unsafe. And during the years, it just transformed into a, you know, bad caricature of itself. There hasn't been anything there has been very little of danger in black metal lately. There has been very little, first and foremost, of even artistic vision in black metal. You know? And with Lawless Darkness, and actually everything we do with Botane, you know, we want to bring back and even take further that sense of, you know, evil genius and like something extremely powerful being at work. That's how black metal is supposed to be. It's the only way to do black metal, and while maintaining a sense of dignity, you know? To me, everything else would be just sad. We owe that much to black metal.
And out of all, excuse me.
Yeah, no, I mean, to us, all the darkness is a way of bringing that back into black metal. It's time to people to fucking think again. You know, is black metal really something for them? You know, is this really something that is so fucking cool and something that you know, any fucking geek on the street could appreciate? No, it is not. You know, and that's what we're here to prove. This is music for rebellious and fiery spirits, not for the average guy.
And out of all the bands that are still out there from the old days, which ones do you think kind of still keep the black metal flame alive?
Well, sad to say, you know, very few. But on the other hand, that's how it always has worked. I mean, I'm not surprised that Mayhem are not the same kind of guys and the same kind of exciting band that they were in the past. Same goes for Venom as well, you know. I mean, I respect them for still doing it, but there has to come a time when other people take over, and in this case, that will be us. And that's also what we mean with that black metal must be reborn at some point, because in most genres, I mean, other than black metal, actually, there have always been new bands coming, taking the old ones' place. But in the case of black metal, that never really happened, you know. It's always been like these old bands that people keep on referring to and so on. And to me, that's a bit sad, you know. There's so much more to it. I don't think we have seen even half of what black metal is capable of yet. But people keep coming back to the same, you know, blueprint that was done 20 years ago. Fine, you know, it's a good reference, but come on, you know. Take it up, bring it further. You know, that's what we're doing.
And how do you think that the band does this?
I think, I mean, in our case, we, instead of just, you know, copying blindly what others have done in the past, you know, nothing wrong with what people have done in the past, but to me, copying other artists' work, that's not art to me. That's copying, you know. And to us, this has been a case of, instead of like trying to expand the genre or trying to like find new ways of expressing what others have expressed, it's more about traveling into the genre, you know, seeing where it really came from, exploring that abominable source that has made people tremble and that have made the hair on their arms stand up, you know, through the years. I mean, that's what we're getting at, and I think that this source has not been reached by anyone yet, you know. But and that's because people have set them for what others have done, and they think that that's the most you can do. But I'm convinced that this is not the case. There's so much more. There's so much more depth to explore. There's, you know, there's a vast potential in black metal that is yet unexplored, and we are here to do that.
And for example, the band has been around since the end of the 90s. How many years do you think it will take for somebody to have to take over the banner from you guys?
I don't know. It's a cyclic thing, you know, which happens within every form of art and every subculture. It's just the way things go. But as I said, in black metal, this kind of progress has been very slow because people have been, I don't know, there have not been enough real artists with enough real artistic intention in black metal. I think there's been too much of people that have just been willing to like blindly accept the fundamentals of the genre as the totality of it. We are not ready to do that. We want to show that, you know, there's still more to it, and in 10 years, I'm sure that there will be bands that are doing it even more and even more rich and even more powerful than we are capable of now. You know, that's what I hope for, at least.
And on your lyrics and ideologically, how do you think the band fares compared to other bands from the old days?
Well, you know, metal has always used the devil and the dark side as its main theme, you know. I mean, either as in obvious cases like Mayhem and these kind of bands, Venom, or in more subtle cases like Dio or Iron Maiden, but the devil has always been there. And in most of these cases, there's always been a use of the devil as a form of. It's just, for most people, it's a way to entertain. It's a way to spice up their music, you know. And fine, I mean, that works in some cases. I mean, you know, the devil has always been a part of entertainment somehow, you know, because it is tempting for people to explore the dark. But in our case with Mattain, the devil is not just a way of spicing up our music. We are doing this because we are his children, you know. We are here to do the devil's work intentionally and proudly, you know? And this is something that differs us from a lot of other bands. I mean, we have an intention, a religious intention, with advocating the sinister side. And that is, I mean, that there is a huge gap between us and those who merely use it as a form of, as a symbol of, you know, metal or whatever. I mean, it's simply different that way. And that also makes Mattain, I don't know, to me it makes us much more genuine, because I'd rather, how to say, I mean, well, let's put it like this, if you were to do like a, if you want to find out a lot about dinosaurs for some reason, you all of a sudden got a big interest in dinosaurs, who would you ask? What source would you go to know about these things? Would you watch the movie Jurassic Park, or would you ask an archaeologist that have like deeply studied the subject for years? Of course you would go to the archaeologist. At least that's what I would do, you know. And that's the same thing. I mean, if people want sincere satanic music with a sincere message and a genuine like intention to express something diabolical, they will go to Mattain instead of, I don't know, Their Funeral. You know, this is natural. Their Funeral are doing a, or just to take them as an example, out of memory, you know, but Their Funeral are doing this as entertainment. Nothing wrong with that, but that's what they're doing. We are doing this because it's the only thing that we're here to do. It's what's within our hearts.
And how do you guys get the inspiration to write the music you're making then?
Well, it's called, I mean, the inspiration is, what can I say? The inspiration, this might sound strange, but I think Mattain, to the greatest extent, is fueled by love. The love for the devil and the love for the dark side, you know? This is where all our inspiration comes from, and this is what drives us. I mean, if you have a beautiful wife and you live together with her for your whole life, you will want to express your love to her, right? You don't just want to sit there and shut up and say nothing about it, you know. If you have a strong feeling about something, you want to express it. And it's the same case with Mattain. You know, this is our way of expressing our love for the devil and our love for everything that we as his children have been granted to explore and to experience.
And going a little bit to the album, we see that the cover art is pretty impressive, showing a void of some sort. Can you tell us more about what is your idea behind it?
The idea about the cover is, well, the title of the album is "Lord of Darkness," of course, and what
yeah,
you see on the cover art is the broken tablets of law that were given to Moses by the tyrant God Jehovah in the Bible. And they were given to Moses because God, the tyrant, wanted the humanity to obey them. and they were man's way of, you know, remaining slaves to the Creator God. By crushing those laws, which we have done on the front cover of World of Darkness, you free yourself from the shackles of God, you free yourself from the chains of creation, and you liberate yourself into becoming a free burning spirit beyond the realm of existence, you know, beyond the prison that is humanity. That is what the cover depicts. You can see that from the broken tablets, there is born a legion of spirits that are whirling into the vortex of non-existence, the black hole that eventually will swallow everything.
And I mean, coming back to the music, you guys been around for, I mean, like I mentioned, over 10 years. How do you see that your music has evolved over the years?
The way I see it, to put it simple, is in the beginning, Botain was a blunt piece of iron, glowing iron, and through the years we have forged and sharpened this blunt piece of iron into a sharp dagger, a dagger that eventually will be so sharp that it will be able to cut through the very veils of time and space.
And I see that you guys have a show on the Maryland Death Fest on the end of May.
That's right.
Did you guys try to get any other shows around the U.S. or was this just a one shot?
No, we're pretty much booked for the whole summer in Europe, and we wanted to just do one U.S. show just to, like, you know, get back there and make people understand that it's time to wake up, you know. And then I think so we only wanted to do this one show right now, and then in the fall we're coming back for the full headliner tour. That will go through all of the country.
And I mean, of the summer festivals, did you guys handpick where you play, or you don't really matter as long as you're spreading your message?
You know, I mean, of course we wouldn't do shit shows, you know. But I mean, we always make the stage our own. It doesn't really matter where we perform, you know. We always make the stage our own tempo. You say again.
Okay, a lot of the bands have dropped the corpse paint from their stage shows. Why do you feel that it's necessary to keep it?
I wish more people would do that, you know, because they shouldn't have it in the first place. I mean, corpse paint is something that is meant to take the artist, to transform the artist into something else, you know. To us, the corpse paint is a way. We use it the same way that the shaman in Mexico, in some tribe in Mexico, uses the ash of a dead man to smear his body with. You know, we use it to reach a different state of being, and that is how it works for us. To me, it's their face black and white, and go on the stage there, you're talking to me, you know, I piss on them. You know, to us, this is something profound, something divine.
And if you guys could have whatever you wanted on stage, how would you transfer your message in a stage setup, saying that, I mean, supposing you guys have no budget for it, I mean, unlimited budget for it?
Then we would have a stage that would be big enough to have 5 billion corpses on it, and we would take all of mankind and decapitate them and have them on stage. And then we would play a show for ourselves with big mirrors in front of the stage.
But wouldn't doing this will leave you out of people following you? I mean, doing something like that would considerably reduce the number of fans the band has?
Well, I mean, if we would be able to exterminate all of humanity and put the remains on the stage, then that would be worth it, you know? If that would be the last show that we ever did, fine.
And for future plans, where do you see the band going in the next few years, if you guys have any future plans?
Deeper and deeper into World of Darkness. As far as we can possibly go.
And do you ever imagine the day that you will say, okay, this is what this is her legacy and we can't top the last album we did, so we're just gonna quit?
No, I've been. It would be pointless for me to sit and think about this kind of things when we're in the middle of, you know, when we're in the middle of what we are now. If people want to think about the day that they fail, they can do that. I'm sure that they will come for most people, but I don't really see that coming anytime soon for us, you know.
Okay, are there any other remarks that you want to make to our U.S. readers and the fans of the band that are eagerly waiting to see you guys on stage?
I would like to encourage everyone to, on the 8th of June, when Lawless Darkness is released, I would like to encourage every true supporter of Athen to, of course, purchase the album and also commit acts of lawlessness in honor of the release of the album. You know, do that fucking crime that you have been wanting to do for so long, you know. Burn down that fucking building that you have been wanting to burn down for so long, or go and stab that guy in the throat that you wanted to stab for so long. It's a good day to do that kind of thing, so